All right, Madam Chair, the last one we have is for the spearing section. This would be to add rainbow trout within Black Hills reservoirs to list of species that can be taken by legal spearing methods. Currently, spearing of salmonids is not allowed within the Black Hills Fish Management Area. We feel that there is the opportunity for rainbow trout within reservoirs. The primary reason for this is that standard management of rainbow trout in Black Hills reservoirs is put and take. What I mean by that is we stock fish as adults, catchable sized, and we expect those fish to be harvested by users with the expectation that we'll come back in and stock more fish. Really, the goal of stocked rainbow trout in the Black Hills and reservoirs is that they are harvested by users. What we see is that we do have spearing that already occurs in the Black Hills. For example, northern pike are species that can be legally speared currently, so there is spearing activity that happens within the Black Hills. This would simply allow rainbow trout to also be taken. And this would be specific only to reservoirs, but we do have reservoir-specific regulations already, which would be 5 daily, no size limit. If you were to fish streams in the Black Hills, there's a 1/14 size restriction. So this would, again, be specific to reservoirs, but we do have reservoir-specific regulations already.
All right, very good. Any questions for Jake? No questions at this time.
And that's all I have for you, Madam Chair.
I see Director Kirschman.
Madam Chair, thank you for going over those proposals. Although it's not necessary to take individual action or action on all of these, it might be just advantageous, if nothing else, as a commission body, take one action approving all of the recommendations for these fishery proposals. That way, at minimum, we have it in the meeting minutes, and just so that it's accorded or recorded and accounted for moving forward through the rule promulgation process. So I think you could do it in one vote if you'd like to.
I agree. That sounds good. Are there any concerns by doing it in one vote by the commission?
Madam Chair?
Yes,
I was going to chime in. Director Kirschman is correct. Some sort of action needs to be taken. As these are being just proposals, I think it's appropriate to do just one action. However, at finalization, I would recommend separate actions for each of the singleized proposals. So,
very good. Thank you both. At this time, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner Bartling. I just see something maybe logistical on the hoop nets, trap set lines. I see the public meeting date is set for September 7th in Chamberlain, and I wonder if we just need to have a little clarification. That should be Watertown, I'm assuming.
What page are you on, Commissioner?
In the book, it's page 17.
Oh, yes. So with that, John, would we need to make an amendment of any kind, or can we just clarify that in the next round of?
Madam Chair, it'll be clarified when the proposals are adopted and put out on the website.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Bartling. With that, we do need a motion to move forward to adopt all of the proposals and then a second. Moved by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. The motion is to approve all of the proposals in one vote. All those say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. All of those are approved at this time. We are about 15 minutes.